Previously on Cubs Out Loud.
I'm the only one who just gave his flat-out straight name.
By the way, that was so fast.
I'm a plugger.
I vetoed his veto. We're even.
Indeed. And I've seconded that veto of that veto, frankly.
Actually, this is a twit thing.
Oh, no!
What's wrong with MySpace? I like the MySpace!
It's not meant for people over 30. Maybe under 20. I'm telling you!
This is definitely not bland. Have you seen the Bear Handbook?
How many bear fiction books are there that aren't porn?
You're a nard in the quarter. Me and Tim are about a nard long.
What is your favorite porn site?
An XP? And he wears...
Say it right! Say it right!
I like bear paws on arms.
I was in a porn.
You were not in a porn.
I actually chatted with.
I was. I'm not going to tell you what I was in, but I was in a porn. If there's one of those bears who make $90,000 a year who wants to fly me out for a weekend in San Francisco and show me the
we'll talk about that next.
Lone Star Saloon. Yeah. But yeah, we'll get to that. then let me know.
I have to admit, I thoroughly enjoy the chain drive. I love that bar.
It's the only bar. Only bear bar in Austin, Texas.
But most of the time, there is only one bear bar.
Skinny and bear belong together, Jeffrey. Either Otales or Jackrabbits, which I don't know what one is.
That's another show.
Mine too. You know what? Bear campsite is not clothing optional.
For those folks who earn $90,000, man.
Yes. And if you were wearing clothes at a clothing optional place, I bet they'd rip your clothes off anyway. That was Versace, bitch!
He dropped trowel for Ooh. Bears on the Run.
Ooh.
Kendall! Kendall dropped trowel for Bears on the Run.
I did see pictures. It was very yummy.
Steamworks, Bears Bath and Beyond, where you're encouraged to drop the soap. E++ gets complete respect from straight men. E+ gets attention. E, noteworthy. And none, endowment neutral. He's got some bear art. Ooh, woof.
Of course, Shannon Grady.
And if there's any daddy bear out there who wants to take me to a bear run, I'd be very happy to come.
Live at TBRU, it's Cubs Out Loud.
Take off your shirt! Woo!
I'm a shy guy!
Narwhals, sci-fi, mouthwash.
Now, what's so bad about demon possession is pretty cool, baby. Website for the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I love it. It's a noodly
spaghetti, all covered with cheese.
I'm particularly enamored of the pirate fish myself.
Imagine Jeffrey imagine Jeffrey with like these boots and like a 10-gallon hat, kind of doing a jig.
I love it.
That is how close we are. In fact, I don't subscribe to his newsletter because I'm on his IM list.
Bargain at twice the price, I tell you.
Disclaimer, not good for breeders.
Wednesday, January 23rd, 2008. I'm Jeff.
I'm John, a.k.a. Kudzu Cub.
And I'm Tim Cub.
And you're listening to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, official episode number one.
Yeah, official.
Yeah. I'm calling it It's Broketed.
Yeah.
Last night.
Should we explain what happened?
Do you want to explain or should I?
You might as well go ahead and explain. Because
it happened to me. Here we are sitting, here we are doing this, what I thought was a pretty decent show. And then I go in to edit. No audio. No audio from any of us.
No. That's tragic.
And we recorded for like over an hour. I don't remember.
We hit like...
Us.
we hit 65 minutes. This might end up being a shorter show.
Yeah.
In fact, just to make sure everything's working, I'm going to stop the podcast right here for a minute, check to make sure everything recorded.
Just in case.
So hold on. Okay, it recorded.
Yay.
We got audio.
Yay.
Now, hopefully none of our other technical difficulties cut out. So, Tim, you're going to have to make sure to take breaths when you're talking a lot.
That's no fun.
Well, go get yourself a headset. This one happened.
Yeah, well, once we get you a headset, I'm sure it'll fix everything. But it was really strange because it works fine last show, and then this show, it's causing trouble.
And it seemed to work okay that first time we recorded that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So the other time, too.
So I don't know. Maybe your computer mic is getting tired or something.
Yeah, your computer resents you.
Overused. Yeah. That's probably
what
it is.
Did something to your computer, and now it resents you.
Exactly, because it's not on the podcast as it is.
That's
exactly
true.
You need to give a shout-out to your computer.
There we go.
Shout out to my older iMac.
And
speaking of, I'm giving up. I'm going to start off the show by saying I give up. My give up.
Give up what?
I have to say this. I would like to actually give a shout out.
Oh my gosh!
I'm going to shout out to the people in the chat room. Right now, we're streaming live on Ustream while we're recording this. And
excellent.
Right now, we have James, American Bad Bear, from the Bear Zero podcast, along with his cohorts. And, well, he should be able to hear you.
Okay.
Along with Al and Hedwin are all in there.
Awesome.
So we got three co-hosts of the Bear Zero podcast already listening. We have some other people. Pardon any problems with the streams. I know it's been disconnecting and then reconnecting and stuff like that, but the chat room is there.
There's such amateurs. My God.
I think this is cool, and actually I think some other shows do, other podcasts do something similar where they stream live on Ustream or Talkshoe or something, and they have a chat room, and it's all kind of cool. But I just wanted to note that. This will probably continue throughout. Basically, all they're going to see is me, and then they should be able to hear the show.
Because is really, truly all about you, Jeff, isn't it?
It is all about you, apparently, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all by the way, I would love to share this little tidbit. Mm-hmm. So, Jeffrey, I admit he's been doing a lot of work setting up the podcast, bringing on iTunes and whatnot. But if you go to the iTunes store and look up Cubs Out Loud podcast, he's the only one credited.
It's true. Boo.
And we are nothing. We are apparently nothing.
I admit.
We're not worth note. I
admit
so
that's my bad. That was my bad.
Unfortunately, I can't figure out how to change it. Just last night we joined MySpace. And I'm so far one of our very few friends because
You cut out again.
You cut out again. First of all, while you're silent, I cannot believe after the entire discussion last week about MySpace, you went in and did it anyway. Oh gosh.
He was but like, I think nyeh.
I think I saw a couple people joined. Did James join and John from DADT?
I think so,
right?
I think John from DADT was on there. Yeah.
That's true. I think by this morning when I checked that we had something like five friends or something.
And we also got MySpace message from Jocelyn.
Oh?
I have no idea who Jocelyn is, but there's a MySpace message from Jocelyn. Whoever Jocelyn is.
Is that a female?
I'm guessing.
No. That rocks.
It's called the regular MySpace spam is what it's called, which is one of the reasons why I don't do MySpace.
But I like the MySpace.
Yes, as we know from the previously on at the beginning of the show. So,
but Tim, does the MySpace like you?
Apparently so. It likes me more than it likes some other people.
Oh God. Anyway,
I don't know. That the MySpace thing is all you.
It's all you.
Any MySpace-ish emails, I'm just leaving alone in the email box.
Issues,
you take care of
anything
it.
Anything like that, that's all you, Tim. Just let you know.
That's what you do for the show.
Oh please, it's not the only thing I do for the show.
Well, not the only
After
thing.
After all, but... I'm the cute one.
Oh, he went
snap.
There. Oh my God, Z Snap.
Okay, who said
oh
that
God,
you were the cute one? I do
God.
Not see in all the comments I have here. I do not see anything saying you're the cute one.
You know what? Those are fine. Tim, those are fighting words. I'm taking off my earrings and all my jewelry. We're about to start.
That's all right. I'm taking it back.
Speaking of which, we need a picture.
Yes,
true.
We do, Dean. If there's any photographers in the good photographers in the Austin area, please let us know, and we'll get together and snap some shots for the website.
Who's the cutest?
we'll have a nice poll. Who's the cutest?
Wait. Hot or not?
Hot
or not?
Hot.
Oh God,
that's funny. All right. So shall we get on to the actual meat of the show?
Yeah, we might as well.
But is the meat of the show when there's meat? Who knew?
Anyways, and we'll start off the show with what I call the Tim segment, what we did this weekend, this past weekend.
It's Tim like Wednesday. Who cares? This is what's crazy. It's like it's already Wednesday, and like.
Well, but you know, there's still it's still the weekend.
Look,
was
you know what's
crazy
here? By the time this is all edited and put on iTunes, it'll already be what, Thursday, and the next week is already here.
We'll rephrase it. What have you done the past week since the last show?
I like that one.
Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday night, we did a podcast, but it was really fucked up.
That's true.
That's not true.
Okay. In any case, go ahead, Tim, and make sure to take occasional breaths and pauses to allow for your mic to catch up.
Well, I know that we all went to the show on Friday night for Nikia and had a blast. That was a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Cut out.
He cut out again.
Go ahead, continue.
Continue.
But a lot.
Cut out again.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, you're totally gonna need to get a headset. Send it to him.
Yeah, try to keep going. Let's see what happens.
We'll be quiet.
Be quiet.
But
I'm sorry.
With the Lone Star Bears one.
Okay, let me see. We did do this one, so let me see if I can recap for Tim since he's coming out. We all three of us went to Nakia's show, and actually, all three of us we've come to the realization that since we go so much, we can actually fill in for Nakia's background singers, the Fresh Up Girls. Is that right? Fresh Up Girls.
Yep.
Right?
Fresh Up Girls.
Yeah. So we kind of christened ourselves as the Fresh Up Cubs. We're all like doing the dance moves and singing along. We were just like totally gay. If it wasn't obvious before, it was very obvious to the other people that night. We were very gay. Let me see. Afterwards. I think Saturday, Tim. Let me see. I wasn't sure what you did.
I think he was working at 6:45 in the morning.
Oh yeah, he was planning
to cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
That's the time
you
work
went to a concert of some sort. Was that right?
Yeah, indeed. After work, which was interminably long. At 2 in the afternoon, I got off work and went to my friend Murray's, and we went from his house to see When More Pigs Fly, which was the show being put on at Arts on Real.
Okay.
And I think this coming weekend is their final weekend of show, so if you're interested in seeing that show, it is a great show. Go to Arts on Real and pick up tickets there.
Is that like Real? Is that like spelled like real? R-E-A-L?
Yeah, spelled like real. That's R-E-A-L. That's Arts on Real.
It, It's the pretentious version. French pretentious.
It's Spanish.
Yeah, like Hubert Castel or Target.
That's French. You're saying that in French, and it's a German word. I just find that hysterical.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Okay.
But, so the show was excellent, so if you get a chance, definitely go check out When More Pigs Fly at Arts on Riel. Okay. Then after that show, my friend Ben and I went to go hear a friend of mine's band called Johnny Hoot Rock. And one of the members of that band, the guitarist, in fact, Clem Hoot, is a buddy of mine from work. And so we went to go see his their show, and it had a lot of fun there.
A lot of musicians, don't you?
I'm sorry, what?
A lot of musician friends.
I do have a fair amount of musician friends, it's true. Like Nikia, for example. And Nikia's on MySpace and is our friend.
Whatever.
You're whatevering Nikia? I don't think you'd be very appreciative.
No, I'm whatevering the MySpace, but whatever.
I see. But anyway, so that was Saturday night and had a blast.
And you had a blast. And then on Sunday, what happened?
Sunday, I didn't do a whole lot, frankly. Sunday, I had a day off from work and just kind of lazed around the house. But Monday night, I had rehearsal and for the Capital City Men's Chorus, which is the gay men's chorus here in Austin. And we have a show coming up as well, coming up February the 9th. That's going to be our Sweethearts Cabaret in honor of Valentine's Day, of course.
So for our listeners, Mr. Timothy here is an accomplished vocalist and linguist at the same time. He's very cultured. So just to let everyone know, he's multi-talented. He's a triple threat, as we call him.
He's the culture club.
Yeah, the culture, culture club or what, culture cub?
Culture cub. Did I say club?
Do you really want to hurt me?
Okay, now you're just totally ruining it.
Do you really want to make me cry?
Okay. Enough, Boy George.
What was the other song, Tim?
I'll edit that out in post.
You don't edit that. That's funny stuff. Anyway, I guess it's my turn. It's really kind of uneventful. For those who don't know, I am a counselor at a drug and alcohol rehab facility, and I spend pretty much my weekends counseling addicts and alcoholics. It's never a dull moment. And it's just a fun thing to do for myself, I guess. But other than that, I didn't do anything. So that's pretty much it. Jeffrey, what do you have?
My weekend was pretty much as, well, not as bland, because I got to hang out with some friends, playing some games. I am a geek and play Dungeons and Dragons.
No, seriously? Jeffrey, seriously.
Ooh,
yes,
no,
I am a geek.
No, Jeffrey, that's impossible. I would have picked it up by now. No. Jeffrey has like a
different type of geek.
Eye, basically.
No, only 20.
Oh, God. He also plays World of Warcraft, so I'll just say a few things about him.
Anyway, and yeah. I have to admit, I haven't gotten into the World of Warcraft myself.
So, oh, that's okay.
Don't.
I don't think it's quite your thing, Tim. I could be completely and utterly wrong, so I'm not going to say I'm right in that in thinking that or not. But yeah. And of course, this next weekend, I've signed up to play 4 mods. It's going to be Covenant of Light all weekend. Yeah, I haven't played this character in such a long time, and really want to level
it up.
So, yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyways, so we'll move on to the comments, and Ustream froze. It just froze and
stop recording.
Yeah. No, we don't need to stop recording to anything, but it froze. So unfortunately, James won't hear me say that he put a comment on the last show saying, "Hi guys, just subscribed to your show. You guys did a great job, and looking forward to upcoming episodes. Keep up the good work." Also, John from the DADT podcast said, rock and roll on the first podcast. There were some audio clippings and things like that, but hell, my podcast just sounds
funny
like shit.
You know, I heard of him. I've seen him on LJ, and we have mutual friends. I've never met John, and we're actually fellow Atlantans. Actually, I don't live in Atlanta anymore, but I used to live in Atlanta, so... You know, it's a small world, and I never actually got to meet him. So maybe one day. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure. Heck, who knows? He's maybe we can get him to Skype in, and he can join us on the show for sometime.
I actually listened to the last DADT episode. It was kind of amazing. I think he's kind of cool.
So. Yeah, it is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Nard also from Bear Podcast also left one. This is all other podcasters. I kind of find this funny. Nard says, congratulations on your new podcast. I started listening. I think I remember you from a Bears on San Antonio run in South Padre Island.
That had to
that
be
was a couple
you,
years
Tim,
ago.
Had to be.
That's got to be Tim.
Yeah, I've never been to South Padre.
I've never been south of Austin. I've never been to even San Antonio. So
really?
Nope.
Now, I may have seen...
I've been to San Antonio, but for other reasons.
The Nard may be thinking of having seen me in Galveston, perhaps at the Bear Watch a few years ago.
Wait, so there was no comment? He didn't comment on our, like, using the Nard measurements at all?
No, not at all. Very strange.
I would have thought that, you know, it's like, I don't even know you bitches. You know? Anyway, so. He seems like a nice guy, though. I've never met him.
He seems really cool. Again, then maybe we'll get him on that podcast sometime.
Maybe.
Sorry, Tim. You were saying
something?
It's our MySpace friend, the Nard is. I had that Bear podcast. Mm-hmm.
Again, that's all you.
That's all you.
Also, we got another comment. Comment about one of the articles that I posted about bears and media. I did mention on there that... Insomniac, The Late Show, and now Marketplace. For the life of me, I can't remember how I came across this, but bears have now been highlighted in a segment for Marketplace. The segment also features Colossal Clothing, a big and tall menswear outfitter who is targeting the bear market. Now, should we talk about the article and then go into the thing?
Here's the thing. This is an article written by... I don't want to use the term outsider or anything like, but I don't think she really understands, because there's a lot of assumptions made, in this article. So, I mean, why don't you go ahead and talk about Jeffrey?
Okay. Well, technically, it's not an article. It was actually one in the Marketplace podcast, but I call it an article because I could read it. They actually have the whole transcript of it. Well, near the end, and we referenced this in the last show, it says, bears have an average household income of $90,000 a year.
What a love of God.
And I don't know about you, but I've never been in a couple household where the total income was $90,000. I mean, maybe we hit half that, but...
You know, I can't say that I have either, frankly.
And that's why.
And now I'm lucky to get a third of that.
And like right now, and we're talking about like last time. Actually, this was recorded last time, but I'm thinking about all the people that we know. We know a lot of mutual friends, and I know of only one bear that makes six figures. Only one, and he's just a weird, you know, extremity, whatever.
So I mean, eccentric.
But more power to him, frankly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm just. This is kind of crazy. This is ridiculous. But then I think Jeffrey. I mean, it said bear. So if you take couples, maybe that's more.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last time. It did say household.
Triads, then maybe.
Triads probably can get that eye.
That's another show. That's
maybe
another show.
My cat is making more than I. Maybe in total we're making 90,000, but. I'm not sure exactly what he does to employ himself during the day, other than meow his head off all day.
Oh. He's meowing right now. Fortunately, actually, my dogs don't bark in the house.
This actually brought up another conversation we had in our first recording, is about the, you know, gays and cats. Because for me, I noticed, I know this is just my.
I totally agree.
Is that the most gay people have cats versus dogs, but then Tim, you disagreed with me.
I don't think so. I think that dogs are probably more popular among gay people. I myself am more of a dog person, even though I do have two cats. But I know that that Jeff, you've got two dogs too, and I think they're the cutest dogs on earth. I really do.
Why? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Here's my theory on it. Gays in general, cats.
They like the cats.
Bears, dogs.
That's just it. A lot of my bear friends, I've seriously cats. I've not seen dogs.
Well, I know another bear couple that's got pugs, and they're awful cute. Those pugs are.
Now, okay, is it the type of dog, like small lap dogs, or just like bigger dogs?
I really think it's a combination. Like, if you look at my dogs, I mean, they're not really lap dogs, although Scout wants to be.
Yeah.
And, but I've also seen people with little lap dogs, and I know somebody else who has bigger dogs too. So it's just, I think it's just dogs in general, and it kind of goes back and forth. What would qualify a specific person to have just lap dogs, which lap dogs are probably more quote unquote gay. More towards the general gay, you know. I think the cats and dogs.
If you have a lap dog named Tinkerbell, yeah.
Yeah.
Just me.
Anyway. Okay. Well, we kind of went on a tangent there, rat hole. But the comment that was left by Sarah from Colossal Clothing. She says, thanks for the link to the NPR story. We love watching the story ping around the web, and we'd like to offer your readers a discount at Colossal. Type Cubs, C-U-B-S, at checkout for 10% off.
Yay!
So everybody can go to Colossal. They really got some nice clothing
there.
You know what?
It's funny because, you know, we've only started doing this, less than 2 weeks, and we've already made an impact on the community. We're giving them discounts.
We got a discount code.
We're making a difference, people. We are making a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got this posted on the blog, CubsOutLoud.com. But I do have to say, though, is they're not actually sponsoring the show, so this is the only time I'm going to mention it. If you guys mention it later, you know, that's all your decision. But I'm just mentioning it this one time. Cubs is the discount code at Colossal Clothing. That's colossalclothing.com. Is that right? Double check. Yes, colossalclothing.com. They got some really nice clothes there. They don't really have like a huge amount of selection, but still pretty nice. I mean, they got tank tops, track jackets, hoodies, collared shirts. No Hawaiian shirts. These were made to be worn by bigger people. The smallest size that they have is an XL. You can't get anything smaller than XL. They do have a quote-unquote bodybuilder size, whatever that means. they've got 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X, XLT, so they've got tall in there, and then bodybuilder, which standing is XL. And I don't know if that's just kind of the same size and just
what
a little
means.
More or something. I don't know. I don't get that. And they also have two XLT, so for the taller, bigger guys. They do have 5X.
Wow.
They do have 5X.
I've
they go from XL
4X,
to 5X.
But I've never seen 5X. Now, that's a super big guy. I mean, maybe Super Chubs or something like that.
Wow. But I think it's great they made clothes that big. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I'm trying to imagine. Like, for me, I wear... sometimes I can wear a double extra large, I guess, but whatever. But I can't imagine a 5X. That's huge. Wow. Boggles the mind. Anyway. Hello?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have like radio silence.
Let's see what else. What else do we have here? Next. Oh, hey! Time for a break. We're going to break here for a few minutes. I want you all to enjoy, and then we'll see you all on the other side.
dozen in bed. I stayed out a little too late last night, but the party still feels like it's in my head. Oh no, I'm late again as I'm stumbling through the door. Boss man called me in his office and tell me that I don't work here no more. Yeah, he gets me down in a pinch. It won't budge, not even an inch. And I know that grip is high. I'm hanging on for all of my might, and I never seem to get my way. And no matter what I do or say, I get down in a pinch. Whoa, whoa. Two cigarettes and a cup of coffee, but I'm still stoned as hell. I pill for this and a pill for that, but I'm never really feeling well.
That was Nikia. The song was Down in a Pinch. You can get it off of his album Playing the Cards. It's actually an EP. Great, great disc. You can get it off of CDBaby.com.
No, I gotta be honest to you. No, I was just saying that Nikia has a booking agent named Raji. And I'm telling you right now, I think we might have to fight her for Nikia because we're giving him a lot of publicity. So,
well, we're not actually booking him.
No, that's
to
true.
To book him,
that's
they
true.
Would need to
I
call
guess
Raji.
That's true. Still, we're getting his name out.
I mean, he's a friend of ours. He's a nice musician. And speaking of musicians, how's that for a segue? Uh-huh. I would like to actually talk about Bearapalooza. Which we're going to eventually get some music to play on here. I haven't actually received them yet, but they're on their way. Just heard from the producers of Bearapalooza. They'll be sending that music our way so that we can play them, just like we did here with Nikia. Bearapalooza is doing a road trip for 2008, and they've got their schedule up now.
Excellent.
On Bearapalooza.com. And let me quickly run through where they're going to be on May. This is all during May, the first part of May, so they're really going to be booking it right through the northeastern area. They're going to start out on May 2nd in Boston at the Alley Bar. On May 4th, they'll be in Rye, New York for Bear Trek. The show is only available part of the Bear Trek Passage.
Package.
So you do need to sign up for Bear Trek when the bear run there. I think it's just BearTrek.com. On May 5th, they'll be in New York in the Rockwood Music Hall hosting the Out Music Open Mic. On May 6th, they'll still be in New York City at the New York City Eagle, the NYC Eagle. And then 7th, Baltimore, Maryland, the Creative Alliance. It'll be in Washington, D.C. on May 8th. The actual location is to be announced. So keep watch on the website for that for all you Washington, D.C. Bears. Then on the 9th, they'll be in Philadelphia for Bears on Liberty Weekend. This is all part of the BOLW package. So, again, you have to sign up for Bears on Liberty to go to that one. Another bear run for that. That's great. Then on the 11th, they finish up in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Spotlight Theater Legends View. Yeah. Check up the lineup for each of the shows on bearapalooza.com. I'm just going to name off just a couple of them, but there's more. There's Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall.
They've got Michael West, and of course the founder of Bearapalooza, Freddie Freeman. Who else was on that package? I don't remember, and I didn't write it down, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, but that is our little Bearapalooza plug for the day. As I said,
I'm not a plug it either. Jeez.
Well, this is
it's a PSA.
This is a PSA. It's a
PSA. PSA to our brethren. Yeah. Oh Lord.
So
yes.
And do you want to do the last topic, or should we just skip to the picks and wrap this sucker up?
We can do that. I don't have much of a pick, I guess. But anyway, keep going.
Well, you used the same pick you used last night. It's not like anything's changed. Tim.
Well,
tell us your pick for this week.
All right, my pick for this week is the Radio Lingua Network, which is and I know you guys know that I'm a big language freak, and
yes. Well, I know you're a freak, but let's be not just joking.
Love you, Tim. I do know the language part too.
Love you, Tim.
Well, Radio Lingua Network is in fact helping me to learn a lot of those languages that I'm learning. I'm currently subscribed myself to Coffee Break Spanish, which is one of their podcasts. They've got lots of podcasts that are available there in iTunes, or as well from their website, which is www.radiolingua.com. That's RadioLingua.com. And they've got several different podcasts that you can subscribe to. As I mentioned, I'm learning Spanish with them. I've also learned French with their Coffee Break French. And I'm also, at the moment, subscribed to their 1 Minute Irish. And they've got a couple other podcasts available through their 1 Minute Languages website as well. I think they've got Polish and Russian and they've German. Got Irish, as I mentioned. They've got some German. They've got some Italian.
Sanskrit.
Not really Sanskrit.
Not a dead language.
I don't think they're doing Sanskrit just yet. But I do know that coming up soon, they mentioned they'll be doing a Chinese podcast, a Mandarin podcast, which I'm rather looking forward to myself. But that's my pick for the week. It's the Radio Lingua Network's website. That's radiolingua.com.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
I guess I'll go next. Let's see. I do want to make a comment, I guess, about gay movies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good ones, a lot of bad ones. And I think that the lesbian movies are pretty good, actually. I haven't seen a lesbian movie yet I hadn't liked. And I think I don't know if it's just our brethren or not, but I don't know if there's, like, I think some people have some preconceived notions about the lesbians and whatnot, and it's not all about butch stuff, like, they build houses and I don't know, a place. I don't know. I think there's a lot of misconceptions and whatnot. My pick is actually a lesbian movie called Saving Face. It's actually about two Chinese lesbians who find each other and try to stay together despite the fact they come from a conservative Chinese background. It's actually kind of fun.
And how?
See, we're talking about learning Chinese, and then I'm talking about this Chinese lesbians. I mean, it's just a multicultural podcast today. But it is called Saving Face. It's really funny. It's what we call a rom-com, a romantic comedy. And I totally suggest that you pick that one up if you get a chance, Netflix it or something. My pick number two, because I always cheat that way, I am a comic book nerd. I love reading comic books. Yes, me. Right now I am reading The Messiah Complex. It's an X-Men book. Just to let you know, what's been happening is everyone knows who the X-Men are, but in the comic book world, something happened basically that ended up there were less than 200 mutants in the entire world, and they're trying to survive right now. They're on the brink of extinction as a species. And all of a sudden, a new mutant baby was born that pretty much is off the mutant power Richter scale. I mean, I think it destroyed the supercomputer Cerebro. I mean, it's a big deal. And all the villains and the government, everyone's trying to get to this baby. There's more to it, but it's a really good story. Go ahead and pick it up. It's the Messiah Complex, and that's my second pick of the week.
Awesome.
Cool.
So my pick has to deal with a whole hullabaloo that had been going on the other day on all the tech blogs that I read. All of a sudden, left and right, I was scrolling through my Google Reader, and I hear, "Oh, the Apple Store is down! Oh, the Apple Store is down! What's going to be new? What's going to be new?" I have to say that every time the Apple Store goes down, they just freak out, and then it just annoys the hell out of me. I think it's Apple just trying to get hype. And it works.
Of course.
And what do they happen to release when they finally put it up? iPod Nano.
Ah!
The pink iPod Nano is now back into third generation, and just in time for Valentine's Day. No, that wasn't actually text off the site. I just like singing like that. So I think this is great. This is a very gay little thing, and perfect for
the
legally blonde chick. So the next thing we know,
it's petite,
we're gonna have
it's pink. What else do you want? I mean, it's perfect, right?
They call it the squatty nano for a lot of people, but you know, it's like a bear and it's wide.
Oh boy. Anyway, should we talk about the MacBook Air, or is that another show?
We could talk about the MacBook Air thing. Speaking of what's on the site, of course, that's all right now and just pre-order. I was listening to MacBreak Weekly today, and they were talking about what the Air is meant for. And,
the Air is pretty to look at, but it's really expensive, and it's nonsensical. Because I said this last time in the first recording, a notebook is supposed to be portable and convenient, and I don't think that's either. It's too pretty; you don't want to drop it or anything. And there's no internal drive. You have to get an external drive, or you can Wi-Fi. You can use the Wi-Fi connection to use another drive on the network or something. It's crazy. It's nonsensical. I'm sorry. It's just, I think it's
crazy. You know what? I it can make sense, and I can understand how it can make sense. The use for the MacBook Air is not going to be for you are definitely not going to be a user of the MacBook Air. MacBook Air is supposed to be companion. It's
companion.
A companion to a desktop. A companion to the desktop. It's not supposed to be your primary computer.
But that's just it, though. I mean, when people buy the notebook, it's not like they're buying it as a secondary computer. I mean, let's be real. Most of the time, they're going to use it as their computer. Think about it. And if you're using it for business or something like that, why not have the drive? I mean, if you're on a plane, for instance, it wouldn't be nice to watch a movie. You're on a business trip? You can't! Because there's no
drive. Yes, you can! Just need to make sure the movie's on your computer before you get up in the air.
Oh my gosh, this is exactly... Oh, no. I don't want to think ahead. This is not convenient. I'm sorry.
And it's not supposed to be that powerful of a computer. And actually, I was reading one of my friends from Minnesota had posted on his live journal his thoughts about the MacBook Air. And I thought this was brilliant. This would be one of the best... For IT-wise, this would be one of the best computers to have in a work environment. It gives you the laptop that's portable. It makes it hard to get programs installed.
Oh yeah, that's great.
On this computer.
Yay, that's great.
So everything has to be pushed out for the network. It allows it so that people come to their desk and they don't even need to plug in their cable. Everything is working wireless.
Okay.
And it offers great portability. The Mac is great when it comes to connecting to wireless networks. It's much better. You don't have to futz around with a whole bunch of stuff like you do in Windows. So that would be a great feature of this. And if necessary, of course, they can put on Windows so that people can use it so that they can log into SAP or something.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I am still unconvinced. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not for you.
It's honestly
definitely not for you.
Because I like things that make sense. I do. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a flaw.
Yeah.
To me, it's a personal flaw of mine. I'll admit that. It's a personal flaw of mine. I like things that make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, God. So, yeah, are we done?
Yeah, I think that's it. To contact us, please send us email at cubsoutloud.com or cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Our website is cubsoutloud.com, where you can comment on any of the posts we put up, including this show. Please do comment.
Any positive feedback or comments sent to cubsoutloud.com or cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Any negative reviews or negative feedback, please send to myspace.com/cubsoutloud.
No nonsense! We want positive comments there, too, of course.
Oh, God. Anyway.
I'm going to say any comments, either email to cubsoutloud@gmail.com, post to our blog at cubsoutloud.com, become our MySpace friend on myspace.com/cubsoutloud. Hey, where's our Facebook?
I'm still working on that.
Okay. So get the Facebook going there. Get that Facebook thing there going. Oh,
you
bet you don't, you know. And we will see you all next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Ciao.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want
to make me cry?
Oh, God, boy, George.
The Celtic Cubs.
Make me cry. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Oh, sorry.